Free Wheel production for BBC Radio 3. And tomorrow evening's essay, Living Abroad, takes us to Spain. That's tomorrow evening here on BBC Radio 3 at the same time, 10:45.
The BBC Philharmonic. Afternoons on BBC Radio 3. In a week of performances on tour around the world. Join me, Katie Derham, all week in Afternoon on 3 for music from the orchestra's tour of Japan and also its visits to Italy, Spain, Germany, Croatia and Austria. An orchestra much in demand. The BBC Philharmonic, in concert halls around the world. Afternoon on 3, weekdays from 2 o'clock.
To this Tuesday evening, it's 11 o'clock. Time now to join Nick Luscombe for Late Junction.
Many thanks. Yes, tonight we got some rare video game music from Japan. We got some late 60s Cuban funk, some late 70s reggae, and a little bit of Armenian duduk music. And we start with a radiophonic ride on the Simon Sound Mark 1 monorail.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard monorail SS Mark 1, your highway in the sky. We're now ready for departure. Along our route, we'll visit five fantastical destinations. Outer space, underwater world, inner space, robot world, and finally, the land of myths and beasts. Now please, sit back and enjoy a grand tour of your imagination.
Thank you.
It's time to say farewell to you, dear traveler, and it's our hope that every time you take the trip contained on this record, you will be transported to other worlds beyond your imagination. Thank you for traveling with the Simon Sound Transit Authority.
Mixing Moog and EMS synthesizers with tape-manipulated percussion and acoustic sources, and really echoing the work of early electronic composers like Raymond Scott and Tristram Kerry. That's brand new music from the Simon Sound with The Beam from their really collectible vinyl release that's just about to come out. And once again, welcome to Late Junction with me, Nick Luscombe, in for my second week. Hope you'll stick around with me for the next 90 minutes. And from outer space, we travel to the equally mystical Joshua Tree in California with music from country psych rock band Graham Rabbit. They take the name from the band's singer Jessica Von Rabbit and their hero country music legend Graham Parsons. And this is from their 2004 album Music to Start a Cult To. This is Dirty Horse. We'll be right back.
Now the devil said, come on and walk with me. I'll show you some things that you may not ever see. It's time that I made myself real clear. And if things are cool, we'll stop off and grab a beer. Just real right. But Jesus is mad and he's blaming it all on me. When the problem is you, it's very plain to see.
Oh,
Japanese alt rockers, once signed to the Beastie Boys' Grand Royale record label, that's Buffalo Daughter, with a track originally written for a PC game called Jungle Park back in 97 and released then in very limited quantities and only in Japan. That was Jungle Park Theme, which I discovered whilst putting together a retrospective of Buffalo Daughter's works, which hopefully is coming out sometime this summer. And before that, Graham Rabbit with Dirty Horse. There are not many places in the world where the government effectively nationalises music, putting all professional bands and musicians on the payroll. But that was the policy in Cuba in the late 60s and 70s. And unsurprisingly, I guess, the era threw up some of the most passionate and dynamic rare grooves from the Egram Airto studios in Havana. Here's a fine example from the essential compilation Revolution, Original Cuban Funk Grooves, 1967 to 1978. Oya Oye from Grupo Los Cañes.
Oye, podrás bailar, casi me tiene loco, ya no me puedo aguantar. La gente lo está esperando para poder disfrutarlo. Oye, mi ritmo nuevo y también podrás tú gozarlo. Oye, Caney, oye, Caney, oye. Oye, podrás bailar, casi me tiene loco, ya no me puedo aguantar. La gente lo está esperando para poder disfrutarlo. Oye, mi ritmo nuevo y también podrás tú gozarlo. Oye, gané. Oye, gané.
Very nice. That's the results of a two-hour post-concert jam session in Rio exactly 1 year ago with Tony Allen and the Abayomi Afrobeat Orchestra, a cover of Jorge Ben's Meus Feos. And it's been given a bit of a remix by Robin Leduc, which you can find on Comet Records from France. And also just notice that Tony Allen is playing live this Friday for a Fela Kuti tribute concert. Ginger Baker, part of the band, plus T.Y., Black Twang and Africa Boy. That's all happening at 229 Great Portland Street if you happen to be in London. And next, Bruno Alexander Spoeri, a Swiss jazz and electronic musician who composed motivational music for industrial sites and factories where he used really early sampling techniques. He produced a number of TV themes and also worked with members of Cannes. This is from the Finders Keepers compilation of his work called Glückskugel. This is Soft Art Theme. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Alice from Niger-based Itran Finatar, who formed back in 2004 during the Festival of the Desert near Timbuktu in Mali. And before that, fans of the Less is More school of music making, the Japanese duo of Shinji Shibayama and Masako Takeda, known as Nagisa Nites, which translates as On the Beach, named after the 1975 Neil Young album Far Cry, the name of that song. And it's Nick Luscombe with you here on Late Junction. We are live. Tweet us at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Late Junction. And now, soundtrack music from Emir Kusturica's film Arizona Dream by Goran Bregovic. The album features collaborations with Iggy Pop, plus three songs from Django Reinhardt. But for me, this is the standout track, Death.
Hey.
Ryuichi Sakamoto's music for Fashion Museum, composed exclusively for the Musicity Project in Tokyo. First time it's been played anywhere in the world other than via an app at the entrance to the Isetan department store in Shinjuku. And before that, Franz Pomassel, an electronic sound and recording artist and DJ from Vienna, the co-founder of the Austrian experimental techno label Layton. And he's also released with seminal electronic labels such as Rastanoton, Mille Plateau, Ash International and Nexound. That track called Tandem Distiller is featured on the Mutech 05 compilation. Walking Shadows is Joshua Redman's first recording to include an orchestral ensemble. He's currently on tour in Europe, including a date the 24th of May at this year's Elbe Jazz Festival in Hamburg, which has got a very good lineup, actually, well worth looking at. The album includes original tunes from both Redman and Brad Meldo, who also produced the album, along with works by a wide range of composers like John Mayer and Pino Palladino, Lennon and McCartney, plus this, Bach's Adagio.
Wondering what it's all about if you ain't some money too. If you had prepared 20 years ago, you wouldn't have been drifting from door to door. Why don't you do
first appeared back in 1936 as the Weed Smoker's Dream, composed by Kansas Joe McCoy and recorded by his band, the Harlem Hamfats. The song was originally subtitled Why Don't You Do Now on the original release. And then McCoy later rewrote the song, retitled it as Why Don't You Do Right, creating a hit record for Lil Green in 1941. Another masterpiece recording now, an incredible warm yet dynamic sound produced by Lee Scratch Perry at his Blackheart studio, with a band including Boris Gardner on bass and Ernest Wrangling on guitar. From the Congos' 1977 release, Heart of the Congos, this is Fisherman.
And another one to come. the best galley in Seaport Town. Watch your beg the galley man. I'm the best galley.
Got the speakers turned up nice and loud here in the studio for that one. From the Make You EP on Hot Flush Recordings, that's a New York duo, Sepulchre, Travels Stewart, and Machine Drum, otherwise known as Machine Drum, sorry, and Praveen Sharma, creating a nice fusion of juke and dub. And before that, Essential Music from the Congo's Fishermen. All the track lists are online, by the way, for all 8 Junction shows via bbc.co.uk/radio3. And also, thanks for your tweets tonight. Keep them coming in at BBC Radio 3. Now, before its release on CD a couple of years ago on the Jazzman record label, the Ethnic Expressions album by Roy Brooks and the Artistic Truth was changing hands around £2,000 at record auction, which kind of gives you an idea of how incredibly sought after this record has been over the years. Brooks played drums with Yusef Lateef, the Four Tops, Charlie Mingus, also Chet Baker and Pharoah Saunders before setting up his own ensemble, the Artistic Truth, in 1972. And Brooks is also a bit of a music experimenter, using kind of non-standard instruments and attaching things like vacuum tubes to his drums for added effect. Have a listen to this, Ebonesse.
Strength and duty, and lives to fulfill her means. Though she's a mother's child, she's a mother with no love to lose. Constantly playing and singing blues. Strong as a tree is tall, sweeter than rolls of sugar cane. Determined not to fall, she strives healing nature's pain. Moves with assuring calmness, the smile on her face subdued. Heaven and hell is true, and part of thank you.
She is born in a land of beauty and raised in a land of dreams. She's known for her strength and duty and lives to fulfill her means. Although she's a mother's child, she's a mother with no love to lose. Constantly paying dues and singing blues. She's strong as a tree is tall, sweeter than rows of sugar cane. She's determined not to fall, she strives healing nature's pain. She moves with assuring calmness, a smile on her face subdued. Heaven and hell is true, and part of
That's music from Armenian musician Grigorian Vardan, one of the country's leading performers on the duduk. My Heart Broke Through from his album The Shadow of the Song, and he's playing live at the Royal Festival Hall in London this coming Saturday. Before that, Malian guitarist, vocalist and composer Samba Touré, whose African blues style really captures that spirit of the legendary Ali Faka Touré. I've got time for just one more tonight. Thanks for listening to me, Nick Luscombe, here on Late Junction. I'll be back again tomorrow night. From the 2009 John Zorn album, Alhambra Love Songs, which features 11 compositions performed by Rob Berger, Greg Cohen and Ben Perowski. And the record's dedicated to the San Francisco Bay Area, features tributes to people who've made it their home over the years, including the likes of Clint Eastwood, David Lynch, Mike Patton and Harry Smith, and also the composer of the Peanuts cartoon theme, Vince Guaraldi, with this, Mountain View.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome to another edition of BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. To most of us, 19th century Polish music is embodied in one person, Chopin. For Poles themselves, it's less clear-cut. Chopin left Poland, aged 20, never to return, and the man who did most to build up Polish musical life was Stanisław Moniuszko. In today's opening concert from September 2012, the Polish Radio Symphony Orchestra and Łukasz Borowicz mark 140 years since Moniuszko's death, with excerpts from the operas for which he's best known. The German repertoire, especially Weber, had a strong influence. The teenaged Moniuszko was exposed to the operatic life of Berlin during his 4 or 5 years studying there in the late 1830s. A decade later, Berlin saw the premiere of Otto Nicolai's best-known opera based on Shakespeare's The Merry Wives of Windsor. This is its overture.